Welcome to A Pause with Laura. This guided meditation is for clinicians to help you get to know the hardworking, self-like parts who show up in your sessions. Okay, I guess I'm not the only one that wants to move a little bit, huh? So, good. All right, just listen to your body. If it needs to move, need to stretch, yawning, massaging, face, hands, whatever will help you just kind of move the energy. We're kind of shifting away from teaching, talking, to turning inside and just connecting with your system and your body and your precious constellation of parts. Yeah, and maybe just given the conversation we just had, if there are any kind of thinking, learning parts that can just relax right now and let you kind of shift into, I want to invite you to shift into your therapist chair, your practitioner chair, as going to invite you to bring into your awareness the client that activates your self-like parts. Just based on this conversation, don't think too hard, but just see if you can come up with somebody who's sitting across from you in session. I want you to just try to toggle back to the last time you met them, what the setting was, if you remember what you were wearing or they were wearing. You might even just try to recall what was the topic, what were they talking about that I noticed, or I'm thinking it stirred up some of my own well-intentioned self-like parts. Maybe the ones that have some attachment to helping or have some attachment to making them feel better or unburdening. All wonderful things, but these self-like parts, they get a little ruffled if that wish doesn't happen. Maybe just taking some breaths as you're sitting with that, coming up with kind of what was the dynamic, what was happening, what was the topic. And then have clients say or do what they say or do that stirs up your self-like responses. Maybe something they say, it may be a certain topic or something that they're doing physically in session. Have them do what they do that stirs up your self-like response. And then notice what that self-like response is. What's happening in your body? What are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you feeling? Just kind of inquire. Just noticing what's happening in me when I'm kind of in this state, or my self-like parts maybe take over, or they're really active. You might also notice, we were noticing what's present. You might also notice what isn't present in you in this interaction. What's absent that maybe is noticeable? Okay, and then we're going to do something. I don't know if you've done this before. This is a little different kind of a technique, but I find it can be really useful. But you're going to ask your system if it's okay to fully blend with your one or more of your self-like parts. We're just asking permission, and I'm here where, you know, this is quantified. There's a limit. We'll unblend. Don't worry. This isn't forever, but just for this exercise, see if you can get permission to invite one or more of these self-like qualities to fully blend with you as you sit in that therapist chair. Just really embody them fully. Feeling into the self-like part that wants to help, that has good intentions, that's maybe working hard. What does that feel like? What do you look like? Just really kind of flesh that out. What do you want to say or do in this space, kind of in this blended, embodied state with self-like-ism? Okay, so just noticing what that feels like, looks like, sounds like. And now I'm going to invite you to unblend from the therapist in the chair that's embodied with self-like parts. You're going to step out of that chair and leave the self-like parts in the chair. So you're unblending from the parts. You're going to leave them there in your chair and get some distance. Get some distance and see if you can maybe take some breaths, extend some loving energy, if you can, towards the chair that's holding your self-like parts. Might invite in a quality of self energy that you want to fill your being as you're separate. Looking at the chair that's holding the self-like parts. Just breathing into that. And just notice as you look at the chair holding your self-like parts, notice how you feel towards them. What comes up? What's that like as you see them? And just see if there's anything that they want to show you or want you to know about what it's like for them in session. What stirs them up or why? Maybe what their concerns are if they didn't step in, if they didn't step up. What are they concerned would happen? See if that's making sense. See if you need to ask any more. And this is just a first pass. You can come back to this, of course. Just taking that in, I'm going to invite you to start stepping closer to the chair. And just notice, when do these self-like parts notice you? When do they feel your energy or your presence as you get closer to them? And just check and see, what when they turn to you or when they notice you, what do they sense? What do they see? Might just check in and see if they have a sense of who you are, where you are in life. You're even checking, do they know you? Do they know your age? Do they know where you are professionally? And if not, you might just gently update them. Introduce yourself however you can connect with them. And then just ask them if you can join them in the chair. You're going to reoccupy your seat and see where they would like to hang out. Do they want to stay near you, in you? Leave. Just see what feels comfortable to them. The client's still across from the chair. So you're back in the chair. Self-like parts are wherever feels comfortable for them. And then I'm going to have you look at the client. Have the client do the same action, words, whatever they did at the beginning of this meditation. And just notice what comes up. How do you respond now to client doing what client does? And just see if that's any different. And again, there's no right or wrong. We're just kind of collecting information. Just see if you can receive clients' words, actions, that self energy can receive that, and self-like parts don't have to do anything. Just notice what's happening. And I'm just going to give you a minute or so. See what else needs to happen before we close. Anything you want to say to self-like parts, anything more they want to say to you before we stop. But really extending some loving energy towards them, appreciation. They're really important parts for us. Just see if they can receive that message. And you might either now or later kind of sort out how can we work together, maybe have a little more balance in session with this client. What would help us? Okay, and you can just gently kind of finish this piece, deepening your breath, just working your way back. Thanks for pausing with me and your parts. May they continue to trust your self-energy to guide your sessions. For more resources, offerings, and retreats with me, please visit pausewithlaura.com.